This is NPR.
And good morning, everybody. Pakistani election officials say former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif cannot run for parliament. That's because he's a felon, convicted of fraud. Sharif has recently returned to the country from exile. He was forced from power in a coup led by the current Pakistani president, Pervez Musharraf. Sharif insists his fraud convictions were politically motivated, and he went ahead and filed papers to run in the city of Lahore. That's where his political power base is. Interestingly, Sharif had recently called for an election boycott on January 8th. He's supposed to meet another foreign prime minister, Benazir Bhutto, today in Islamabad. Bhutto has said if other opposition parties boycott the election, she will too. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is visiting Afghanistan today. It is his third trip there this year. Unlike Iraq, violence is on the rise in Afghanistan, particularly the number of suicide bombings. Taliban-backed assaults on U.S. and foreign troops are up. NATO officials say rebels are hiding in neighboring Pakistan in order to stage new attacks. NATO is also reviewing a plan that would arm some tribal Afghan groups so they could fight back against the Taliban. The Pentagon is also reporting al-Qaeda may be gaining strength in Afghanistan, even if it faces setbacks in Iraq. International observers say Russia's parliamentary election this weekend may have given President Vladimir Putin a huge victory, but they also say the election was anything but fair and free. Opposition groups have long complained of Russian government harassment and attacks by police. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says the election was not fair and failed to meet many democratic standards set by the OSCE and the Council of Europe. Now, Putin is contradicting this. The government news agency TASS quotes Putin as saying the election results were legitimate. News reports from Congo say the Congolese army has attacked the hideout of a rebel army leader. Tutsi General Laurent Nkunda is facing military action after his troops attacked and seized control of an important government town. The Congolese army is now bombing the general's stronghold. Humanitarian relief groups say tens of thousands of people have been living in the area. Now many of them are running away to avoid the fighting. The Washington Redskins opened their home game yesterday with a missing man formation. This was in tribute to slain safety Sean Taylor. He was shot to death last week in his Miami home. Four men have been arrested in the murder that police say was only supposed to be a burglary when it got started. A public viewing was held yesterday in Miami. Today is Taylor's funeral. And at the Kennedy Center last night, several stars received honors. Pianist Leon Fleischer, comedian Steve Martin, vocalist Diana Ross, director Martin Scorsese, and Eternal Beach Boy Brian Wilson were honored. President Bush gave a reception for all of them at the White House this week, and Martin says he wants to know what scary information the Kennedy Center has pinned on him, forcing that group to give him that award. The festivities will be broadcast later this month. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Luke, back to you.
Thank you very much, Korva.